ओम ओम बस क्लियर। हम सभी सीधे बैठेंगे, कोमलता से आंखें को बंद करके ईश्वर का ध्यान करेंगे, तीन श्लोक ध्यान की शैली में। पश्यन्तो मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्। त्वमेव माता च पिता, त्वमेव बन्धोश्च सखा, त्वमेव विद्याद्रविणं, त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव। Gently, slowly open the eyes and keep the mind to focus. Atmiya Bandho, sabhi ko sadar namaste. I've taken the topic of today to be Yajna Havan. Let's look at the science and the spiritual aspects of that. Praya log havan ko, yajna ko, sirf ritual mante. Unfortunately, this is a misconception. Or I'll try to shed some light to that today. So insights, science and spirituality in Havan. I'll start with one question. What are the most frequently chanted words during Havan? The three words which are most commonly chanted. Okay, first, then, yeah, right. Om, हे ईश्वर आप सर्व रक्षक है, हमारे भी रक्षा कीजिए। How many of us, when we are chanting those mantras, we realize we are ईश्वर के नाम को हम पुकार रहे हैं? Do we realize or we are just chanting like parrot? अगर हम कम से कम उस मीनिंग को लें, ईश्वर सर्व रक्षक, हमारे भी रक्षा कीजिए, ओ गॉड यू आर द ऑल प्रोटेक्टिंग एंड प्रोटेक्ट अस, एटलीस्ट वी स्टार्ट इमर्सिंग आवर सेल्फ इन दैट। देन स्वाहा। स्वाहा सिंपल डेफिनेशन, सत्य वचन सत्य क्रिया, truthfulness in words and actions, and starts with truthfulness in thoughts. Meetha bolna, madhur bolna, lekin mithya bhashan nahi karna. Whatever we have to talk, it should be in a sweet, polite manner. But let's stick to truth and no buttering, please. Other meaning of swaha. मैं रोजाना समय निकाल करके आत्म चिंतन आत्म निरीक्षण करूंगा. I'll always daily at least take 5 minutes before retiring to bed. Just look at 4 or 5 things which I did well, which I can do better next time, and also which I did wrong or where I erred. Next time, the resolution is I'm not going to repeat them. Then the last one says, which Maharshi Dhyana has given, Soch samajh kar thik thik karma karein. Manan chintan karke. You have to contemplate. And most of the time, when we give some moments of silence and think before we react, it's the best. And when we react on the spur of the event, it's gone on the wrong side. So swaha leads us to that. Jo hum samarpit kar rahe agni mein, agni isko kya karta hai? Isko jala karke, samidha ko jala karke, produces the energy and through chemical processes diffuse it into microparticles into the atmosphere. I'll come to that slightly later. Let's look at mantra chanting. 3 parts in each mantra. Stuti, Prarthana, Upasana. Stuti, praising Ishwar ki gungan karna. Kyon? Why? It's not to please God. Because when we chant the virtues, the good characteristics, gradually, slowly, we'll filter them in our life and in turn become virtuous. Dekho, let's take it from practical example. Bachcha jab janam leta hai to kuch nahi janta hai. Dekh karke, nakal karke, fir aage badhta jata hai. When start going to school, thoda bahut samajhne lagta hai. Fir bolne lagta hai, karne lagta hai. Then starts using his or her own logic. तो वैसे ही अगर हम अच्छे व्यवहार करें तो बच्चा वही अच्छे व्यवहार करेंगे, अच्छे बातें करेंगे तो बच्चा भी अच्छे बातें करेंगे. और ईश्वर के गुणगान कर रहे, ईश्वर न्यायकारी है, ईश्वर आप न्यायकारी हो, हमें भी न्यायकारी बनाएं तो हम भी न्यायकारी बनेंगे. ईश्वर दयालु है, हम भी दयालु बनेंगे. सो वी विल टेक द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ गॉड व्हिच वी कैन अडॉप्ट, लाइक compassionate, forgiving, fearless, all just. एक एक करके हम ग्रहण करेंगे तो हमारे जन्म भी दिव्य जन्म बनेंगे. We'll make our life enlightened and bright. Prarthana, prayers. These are to be done only after putting the efforts. अगर सिर्फ प्रार्थना करने से हमारे कार्य हो जाता तो माता बहने को ना समय देना चाहिए था रोटी कर बनाने के लिए, सब्जी पकाने के लिए या घर साफ करने के लिए. बस बैठ करके एक मंत्र कर लेते सब कुछ हो जाता. पुरुषार्थ किए बिना प्रार्थना सफल नहीं होता है. एंड दैट इज इन आवर डेली लाइफ वी रीच टू वेयर वी आर बिकॉज वी took the pains to study, to be devoted to our studies, and we achieved what we have achieved. Mata Pita Guru Janon ki prerna se, Ishwar ki prerna se, we went on that path. So prarthana bhi jab hum karte hai, like we say in the first mantra, Vishwani Deva Savitar Durita Niparasuva Durgun Durit Adi ko dur kare, remove our ills and evils. तो ईश्वर हमारे झाड़ू वाला नहीं है. इज नॉट द स्वीपर. इज ओनली गोइंग टू गिव अस द इंस्पिरेशन एंड इट्स वी हु हैव टू वॉक द वे. वैसे ही जब यद भद्रं तन्नासव कल्याणकारी गुण कर्म स्वभाव, इसलिए हम ईश्वर की स्तुति करते हैं, कल्याणकारी गुण कर्म स्वभाव प्रेरणा लेकर के हम भी उसी मार्ग पे चलें। देन उपासना, दिस इज मेडिटेशन एंड फॉर दैट वी नीड फोकस। इसलिए ऋषि दयानंद ने संध्या लिखने के समय में उन्होंने क्या लिखा, संध्या उपासना विधि, ये हमारी उपासना की विधि है संध्या। एंड आई विल कम टू दैट। फॉर दोज हु आर बिगिनर्स यू डू द आचमन, यू डू द अंग स्पर्श इन संध्या, बट फॉर दोज हु बीन एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन दैट प्रैक्टिस यू सिट डाउन इन मेडिटेशन, बिकॉज इफ यू आर गोइंग टू डू एक्शंस इन बिटवीन यू लूज योर फोकस। Then Shando Devi Rabhishtaya Apu Bhavantu Pitaye. So what do you do as Atman? Just focus your body energy, bring it down your throat. It's going to re-energize your body. Vaka Vaka Prana Prana, shift the body energy without moving your hands to the various parts of the body. That is going to re-equilibrate the energy levels in our body, and when that brings the equilibrium back, we are going to be in good physical, mental health. Then we are moving into the next mantra, Om Bhu, Om Bhuva, Om Swaha, Pranayam mantra. For those who don't know Pranayam, just chant the mantra, take a deep breath, chant it in one flow. By the time you reach Om Satyam, the belly has gone towards the spine backwards. So these are all kriya, actions to be done. And if we don't sit down in silence, contemplating, meditating, we can't do that. When we go to Manasa Parikrama Mantra, we need to feel the presence of God all around us, as if we are in a sphere, and all around the sphere, like a ball, all around the ball is God, and within that ball also is God. Can we do that? And when we are going to chant, Udvayam tamasas parisvaha pashyanta uttaram devan devatra suryamaganma jyotiruttamam. Rising above the darkness, not physical darkness, but the darkness of ignorance, to the light of knowledge, and bring that spiritual light in us. Jyotiruttamam. And samarpan mantra hai ishwardaya nidhe. Bhavat kripaya nena japo pasna di karmana. So samarpan is how karmana, our actions, not by prostrating before anything. This is real samarpan. Apne gun karma subhav ko Ishwar ke prati samarpit karlo. And it comes again in Ishwar stuti prathna upasana. Kasmai deva yahavisha vidhema. Maharshi Dayananda has written, Ishwar ki bhakti karein, Ishwar ki vishesh bhakti karein, yani Ishwar ki adhya ka palan karna. Simple. This is bhakti. And if you want to align bhakti in practical daily life, bachcha jo hai, maa baap ya guru ke prati kab bhakt hota hai? Unki aarti karta hai, unki puja karta hai, ya unki guidance, follow the instructions and the guidance of the parents and the gurus. So if we are devotees of God, hum Ishwar bhakta hai, we need the same yardstick, it can't be different. So this is Ishwar stuti upasana, understanding that we are going to bring light in our life. Atman and Angsparsh. Let's look at the symbolical meaning which water teaches us. Clarity, purity. Do we have clarity of mind, purity of mind, body and spirit? We need to do our own introspection. For whatever be the dirt in water, if water settles in one place, the dirt will settle down, and those who are floating, it will float up. But in between, you will get it clear. Zindagi mein bhi jo bhi humne piche kar liye, whatever we've done, achha bura, let's now take the resolve that will keep purity of mind, body and spirit. Then look at water, the bonding aspect. If you take water in two vessels, pour it in the third one, there's no science in this world which can say these molecules of water came from vessel A and the others came from B. Can we create such a harmony between our manasa, vacha, karmana, our thoughts, speech and actions? In that same way, there's no difference. Thora sa bhi antar aa jaye to Bhartahari ji kya batate hain, manasyanyat vachasyanyat karmanyanyat duratmanam. So those whose thoughts go in one direction, words go in second direction, and actions go in third direction, ye duratma hai, duratmanam. Manasyekam vachasyekam karmanyekam mahatmanam. Mahatma kaun hai? Man, vani aur sharir se jo bhi karta hai, wo ek roopta hon usme. So there is perfect cohesion between the thoughts, the words and the deeds. So what is teaching us all these qualities? If you fill a bucket of water, just drop a pebble on that, it will make the ripples and ripples come to the center, pure shant. Jeevan mein jo bhi utav chadhav ho, whatever the ups and downs, let's keep our level-headedness, our calmness, our serenity. So it's not a mere ritual. We need to understand the underlying spiritual undertones in that. Next one. Agniyadhan, lighting of the lamp and the havan kun. Hum log kitne baar Diwali manaye, tamasoma, jyotir, gamaya, restricting it only to lighting of the physical lamp. Apne andar ki jo jyoti hai na, Atma ki, that spiritual light, keep that aflame, kindled, burning. And for that, you need to listen to the inner voice. Antaryami Ishwar jo bhi hame prerna de raha hai, un prerna ko sun karke hum jeevan mein dharan kare. Let's follow the divine guidance, the divine instructions in terms of the inner voice. Then we'll be standing, suppressing the darkness below us and shine bright and bring the light in the life of others. Deepak swayam uske niche andhera hai, suppressing that darkness and showing the light to the whole world. Let's be like that. Tri samidhadan. Samidha mein kya bata raha hai? Agni mein jab chala gaya, to agni swaroop ban jata hai. If you take the samidha like this, it can't burn your hand when you can touch it. Agni mein dal di, agni swaroop ban gaya, it become fire-like, now try to touch it, you can't. So, jeevan mein jab bhi achhe guno ko humne dharan kiye, usme purna अच्छे गुण कर्म स्वभाव ही को हम धारण करें, don't go back. Because that piece of wood, samidha, which has burnt, it will become ash transformed beyond returning back to square one. So this is the transformation we need to bring in our life. अच्छे गुण कर्म स्वभाव को धारण करके आगे बढ़ लिए, पीछे देखना नहीं है, पीछे मुड़ करके वापस जाना नहीं है. Jal Sechan, their scientific process there. The vapors arising out of Jal Sechan and of the Havan Kun also produces formaldehyde, which is a powerful antiseptic used even in operation theatres. It should be used in moderate quantity, and that's why Yad is always done in a proper ventilated room. Then what does Yaj teach us? Agharava Jyauti, Agnaye Swaha, Somaye Swaha, Agni or Som. दो विरोधी गुण जैसे दिखता है, बट वी नीड बोथ ऑफ देम इन लाइफ. वी नीड एनर्जी बट वी नीड ऑल्सो सेरेनिटी, कालमनेस. एंड दिस इज वाई इन यज when this when a couple is sitting, the spouse is always sitting on the right hand side. पुरुष जो है वो अग्नि स्वरूप है, वो ज्यादा भागदौड़ करता है, और स्त्री जो है she is more of the quiet behavior, keeping the balance in the house. It can be the reverse also, but this is symbolical, but we need to understand the symbolism behind the actions. And going forward, ghee and samagri. If we say what is the science, then if we don't understand the science, especially in modern days, people will say, yajya, this is not to be done because it's going to produce CO and CO2, carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide, and this is going to worsen climate change. No. I don't dispute, we don't dispute, thoda sa carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide to banega, but properly ventilated, havan kun, where the samidha is well placed, two placed like that and two placed like that, so giving the hashtag form, it allows proper ventilation, there is proper combustion, minimal carbon dioxide, minimum carbon monoxide, or धुआं भी जब निकलेगा तो काला कम होगा, इट विल बी लेस ऑफ द ब्लैक स्मोक. अंडरस्टैंड द साइंस, वन इज कंबस्टन, बर्निंग टू प्रोड्यूस एनर्जी, एंड दैट एनर्जी अलाउज टू अदर प्रोसेसेस, एवापोरेशन एंड सब्लिमेशन. एवापोरेशन, घी, particles of that will evaporate directly into the atmosphere. Part of it will burn, but if the fire is properly lit, it will spread. Then sublimation, converting the essential oils, etc., from the ghee and samagri, distributing it into the air as microparticles. And remember, the ghee has, the samagri has four parts: medicinal herbs, nutritious substances, sweet and fragrant substances. And to know the example, ghar mein jab chhonka lagate hai na, sabzi bana rahe hai, it does the same thing. And if it's controlled, okay, aapka chhonka theek hai. If it's uncontrolled, it will burn. It's the same thing we need to do here. And so, by that, what happens? The microparticles go in form of vapor, gaseous form in the atmosphere. हम जब सांस ले रहे हैं, सांस छोड़ रहे हैं, इट गोज इन टू अवर लंग्स एंड डायरेक्टली इन टू द ब्लड स्ट्रीम. इट्स इवन फास्टर देन इंट्रावीनस इंजेक्शन. कंबस्टन, एवापोरेशन एंड सब्लिमेशन, एंड दैट डज व्हाट वी नो इन मॉडर्न साइंस और मॉडर्न मेडिसिन एज अरोमा थेरापी. राइट, मंत्र चांटिंग, if it's done properly, ek swar ek lai sabhi mein bolenge, there would be total harmony in the sound waves from each and everybody, so that is going to do sound therapy. And to know the experience of it, whenever you are blank or kahin man vichalit ho, just sit down and chant Gayatri mantra, focusing on each and every word and paying attention to your own pronunciation of each word. Then you realize the impact of chanting of mantras. It goes beyond the ritual. So, aromatherapy, then sound therapy. The third one is light therapy. And Upanishad says, Kali, Kairali or Manujava, the three types of flames which are coming, and the multicolors. Those who've done management probably will know about Bunu's hats with the different colors and having different meanings. Aur hamare Rishi Muniyon ne Upanishad mein to isko vistar kar diya. हजारों साल पहले. Red color inspires us to be energetic, yellow to be bright in life, green to be balanced, blue to be towards silence. And light therapy is common nowadays to bring people to good health. So you're sitting down getting the benefit of three things: aromatherapy, sound therapy, and light therapy. That's it. Srishtakrit Ahuti. It's there realizing ki hey Ishwar, jo humne is yaj ke antargat adhik ya kam bhi kiye honge, so we'll take the resolve of not repeating that. So iske liye atmanirikshan karna hai. So we go on the path of self introspection so that we don't repeat the same blunders or the same mistakes or omissions. Pavamani Ahuti. It's showing us the path of to grow in life. And Ashtajahuti, again, just remember, these mantras are quite long. When we are chanting the mantra, trying to chant that in one breath, take a deep breath. If you've seen my trend today, after each mantra, I had probably a few seconds of silence just to be able to take a deep breath. And trying to chant that mantra in one flow, one breath. तो अलग से बैठ करके प्राणायाम नहीं करना है. इट्स डन देयर एंड देन यू आर गोइंग टू बेनिफिट फ्रॉम द इफेक्ट ऑफ अरोमाथेरेपी द मोस्ट. तो ये इस कारण है. देन ब्रिंगिंग डाउन टू दैनिक यज्ञ क्या होती है. सो दिस आर द मॉर्निंग एंड द इवनिंग जो हमें रोजाना करना है. एंड माय हम्बल अपील टू यू, जब रोजाना नहीं कर पाते हैं तो कम से कम महीने में तो एक बार कर लो घर पे. ओके, पीपल विल से बड़े हवन कुन फायर अलार्म बजेगा ये सब. यू कैन डू द हवन एट माइक्रो लेवल. छोटा हवन कुन ले लें, इतने साइज का मिलता है, 4 इंच बाय 4 इंच. अदरवाइज बड़ा दीपक ले लें. डोंट पुट समिधा, पुट ए विक विच इज स्टैंडिंग. खड़ी बाती डाल देना, एक चम्मच घी डाल देना, मिक्स योर घी एंड सामग्री एज ए सिरप. जब मंत्र आएगा, स्वाहा आएगा, यू पुट वन ड्रॉप देयर. और समिधा के रूप में फ्री यूज फ्री स्लाइसेस ऑफ ड्राइड कोकोनट. यू विल गेट मोर ऑर लेस द सेम इफेक्ट, बट यू विल गेट इट ऑन ए माइक्रो लेवल. इतने धुआं भी नहीं होगा, इतने भी सब कुछ नहीं होगा, धुआं लगभग बिल्कुल नहीं होगा. एंड व्हेन यू फिनिश जस्ट पुट इट ऑन योर ओवन एंड पुट द एग्जॉस्ट फैन ऑन. So you won't have the problem of your alarm system also go buzzing. So this you can do on the micro level. Desh, kal, paristhiti. According to desh, place, kal, time, paristhiti, circumstances. Then yaj prathna, that is subject to another pravachan, I would say, in itself. Because if we go into that, that takes about a half an hour, 45 minutes to go into the details of that. And Shanti part, that is something which we should look into also. Let's come to some more details. You remember we were doing Panchagrit Ahuti, Ayanta Idma Atma Jatave Daste Ne Dhyasa Vardhasva Chedda Vardhaya. What are we asking God for there? Ayanta idma. Can we rise in our life like the flames from the fire? And praja, kith and kin, bacche nati pote adi. And remember beyond that, samaj mein jo bhi log aate hain, ये सब समाज के प्रजा है. हम सब ईश्वर के प्रजा है. सो इट नॉट रेस्ट्रिक्टेड टू चिल्ड्रन एंड ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन. जैसे गुरु होते हैं उनके शिष्य तो उनके प्रजा होते हैं, प्रधान जो है समाज का बाकी सदस्य जो है उनके प्रजा होते हैं. ये सब मेरे लिए सुखदायक और सुखकारी हों. पशु भी फॉर द पेट्स. And for those who are doing farming. So these also be source of peace, progress, and prosperity. Brahma Varchas, the knowledge of the Vedas, and the knowledge which God has given us in this universe. Let's make effective and efficient use of that. An, hamare an poshtik ho, health-giving, nourishing, nutritious food. And samedhaya, let's have the proper knowledge, the proper health, to be able to make good use of that, to bring peace, progress, and prosperity in our life, in our the life of our family, and the life of the community, and the life of the all in the country and the world at large. These need to be really contemplated and understood. And remember, Maharshi Dhyan, when he has given certain directions, like samida kitne size ka hona chahiye, kya hona chahiye, these also have meanings in that. Like when he says 8 angul ki samida, 8 inches, it leads to one thing, 8 characteristics in our life. It's symbolical. But we should understand the symbolism to be able to realize what we are asking for in Yajna Havan from God. The first one is Pragya Buddhi. Buddhi mein ek tanta ho. One flow. Na ki aaj ye theek hai, main ye kar lunga, kal aaya to I change my mind and sweep, wavering like that, I'll never be able to achieve peace. So Pragya Buddhi. The logic running along with the human aspect of life. Then, Kaulyam. That is, whatever I have inherited from my parents and ancestors, the good things, let me give it back to my children and grandchildren. I think this is one missing link in life today. In the name of freedom, we've allowed children to do whatever they want, and we've forgotten to transmit their rich heritage and culture to them. And the initiative is join the DAV Sanskriti school, make the kids join there, and unfold that spiritual potential to be lights in the life of the family and in the life of the world at large. Then Dhamma, patience, self-control. After that, Shrutam, be connected to the Vedas, be connected to the Vedic values. I just give you one example. Why so much division in the Hindu community? We've forgotten one basic aspect. Ekam sad vipra bahudha vadanti, Ishwar ek hai. Usko humne anek, okay, puja padati alag alag hai. But usko kyon karoron ko maan karke chalein? That one Ishwar God. Unfortunately, when the other person come to you and say, you know, we preach one God, and your kids don't know that, and they just follow the current, they say, okay, this one at least has one God, let me follow that. I'm not lost. Hum gaate hai na, aarti bhajan mein, tum ho ek agochar, ek, tum bina aur na dooja, there's no second. So let's start by connecting to Katni or Karni. That's why I always say, Yaj, when we are meeting on satsang on Sundays, as a congregation in group, it's to be able to also discuss and realize. Okay, I've been sharing quite a few ideas among you. But if you take two lines or one line each Sunday, and if you are coming to this mandir, I say 25%, that is you are coming 12, 13 or 15 Sundays in a year, it's at least 15 lines which will help you to bring your life to a better and more serene status. Then parakrama. Be always courageous. And as we prayed for, abhayam mitrad, abhayam mitrad. Be fearless from what you know and also from what is unknown to you. Then, abahu bhashita. Talk only what is essential and when is needed. And if you want to know, aajkal ke vyakti kya kya karta hai, kuch bhi kahe do, I don't have time. And look at the amount of time and energy we spend in just talking anything and everything. If we limit ourselves to talk what is essential, hamare sharirik urja kitna bachega, just try by keeping mon vrat for 1 hour in a day, once a week. Then mobile bhi baj jaye, you leave it there. Understand. Hum apne urja jo hai kai vyarth mein kharch kar lete hain. And this is what we come to learn here. When we are chanting Gayatri Mantra, Dhyo yo naha prachodayat Ishwar hamari buddhi ko satya marg par le jayen. Satya vicharo aur satya karmo mein. If we don't take the time to sit down and contemplate what we are asking God, we don't take those moments of silence in our life, when shall we realize the universality and the beauty of the prayers and put them practical in our life? If you want to go on that basis, just participating in satsang, let's do one practical exercise. Sit down straight, everybody, with the back, the neck, and the head in one vertical line. We are going to chant Gayatri Mantra in one pace and one tone, 3 times. Feel the vibrations going from you, and feel how many times more it comes back to you. Well, as we say in modern management, the multiplier effect. How far it multiplies and come back to you with the resonance of this whole. Let's do the practical. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Could you feel that effect back returning to you? If you've been chanting it with due attention to each and every word, you should have felt those sound waves coming back to you, multiplied. That's why it is important for us to connect as a group in satsang at least once a week. Aur rishiyon ne kya bataya, rishi muniyon ne, khaskar Swami Dayanand ne is pe bal diya hai. Subah hum sab अपने अपने काम में लगे हुए, वी डोंट हैव द टाइम, सो वी डू अवर प्रेयर्स इन सोलो। शाम को भोजन के समय, इफ यू डोंट हैव द टाइम यू डू संध्या, इफ यू डोंट हैव द टाइम, भोजन के समय बैठ करके वहीं टेबल पे सभी लोग शांतिपूर्वक बैठ करके गायत्री मंत्र का उच्चारण करो। यू विल स्टार्ट क्रिएटिंग दैट पीसफुल एनवायरमेंट विद द पॉजिटिव वाइब्रेशंस। डोंट, आई नो मेनी पीपल विल से नो, फोन पे बजता रहता है, हम तो लोग डाल देते हैं खेलने के लिए घंटा तक या सुबह से शाम तक खेलता रहता है, बट उसका क्या इफेक्ट होता है, वी डोंट फील इट। बट इफ यू सिट डाउन एट डिनर टाइम द होल फैमिली टूगेदर एंड एक्सपीरियंस दैट एंड मेक द किड्स एक्सपीरियंस दैट सिंस अर्ली चाइल्डहुड, बड़ा हो करके उनको बताना नहीं है, वो सब अपने आप जान लेगा। दे विल लर्न द होल प्रोसेस ऑन देयर ओन जस्ट बाय डूइंग द कॉपी कट। सो दिस इज माई हम्बल अपील टू यू। आई जस्ट होप आई बीन एबल टू प्रोवाइड यू सम इनसाइट। ध्यान के लिए सभी को धन्यवाद। सादर नमस्ते।